Good morning. This is John Richardson speaking with you from Toronto, Canada. Today is Wednesday, March the 5th, 2024. And my return guest today is David Coutts, who has provided many solutions to many people over the years. And of course, for the last couple of weeks, I've had one of the worst colds I've ever had in my life. And when I'm in trouble, I always reach out to Coach Coutts. So today, we're talking about the common cold. David, how are you?
John, good to hear from you. Yeah, today, the common cold. This was something that you heard me kind of ramble off to you, and you were like, you know what? We should talk about this. And so here we are.
Talking Absolutely. About cold. I can't be the only person in life who's being held back by the common cold. So looking forward to the Coutts wisdom on how to defeat the common cold.
Sure, sure. Well, this kind of came about actually through my wife there, who gets kind of upset a little bit when she's like, why don't you get sick? And it's been 7 years. You know? She gets sick. What the hell? Why don't you get sick? Right. And so I thought about it. It's been a while since I've been sick, maybe about a decade. But for her, it's been about 7 years. And, you know, I obviously get signs and symptoms that can start to maybe get me sick, but I always attack them well ahead of time. And that's kind of what we're talking about here is what do you do when you're feeling sick?
Okay, well, why don't we start with what do you do when you feel like you might be becoming sick?
Sure. Well, that's where I'll start to implement this list that I had sent you.
Okay, so how does somebody know that a cold is coming on? I mean, people say that, you know, I feel a cold coming on, but how do you feel a cold coming on? What does it mean?
Well, for me, my feeling off is one thing. I'm pretty consistent with knowing, you know, how much energy I have. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I didn't sleep or whatever it is. But energy is a big one. Feeling your energy being fluctuating through the day. And another one is just the simple, like, you know, maybe feeling a little warm or a little scratchy in the throat, or knowing you were around sick people, or sometimes, you know, knowing that I got two really bad nights of sleep and that can add up to getting sick, or I worked out too much or I didn't recover well enough. So there's a lot. Like, obviously, I've had to get sick a lot of freaking feel these symptoms. But once you do feel that scratch or that feeling off, feeling warm, or you think you're probably going to get sick, you can start implementing some of these things right away to start fighting back.
So it's time to move into attack mode.
Exactly, right? You got to fight back, right? If you we said this earlier, you're like, well, why should I do these things? This is, well, you can let the cold run its course, but if you do nothing, you'll get nothing. Right. Obviously, your body will fight back at its own pace. But if you're not liking how long you've been sick or you feel like it's going on for too long, then, yeah, fight back. Use some things to help get your immune system to help.
OK, so how does the attack begin?
You know, it's very simple. What I gave here for a list, I'll just read them off here. Number one is lemons. Now, why lemons? I try to make it so that people can get access to simple things. You know, if you don't have oregano oil or other, you know, things that are very good for colds, then something simple like lemons are very, very useful. Even the lemon rind is extremely high in vitamin C and antioxidants, can help you with, you know, fighting colds and boosting your immune system. So lemon in general, but I like to give people something simple like lemon, ginger, honey, tea. So you would slice up some lemon, throw it into, you know, the glass or to the teapot, as well as add a little bit of ginger, sliced ginger, and honey on. That big thing there is real honey. You can buy like that corn syrup flavored honey. That's not going to do anything for you. You want to buy yourself some real organic honey. It has natural antibiotics in it. Ginger, amazing for your stomach. Anything good for our stomach is always going to be good for our immune system. If you didn't know that, because about 70% of our immune system is in our gut line. So with this simple tea, you get some lemon. It gives you lots of vitamin C, a lot of antioxidants. It's great for your blood sugar on top of that. Ginger, really good for the stomach, really going to help with viruses, colds. And then honey is a natural antibiotic. So in one simple tea, you've got yourself a powerhouse of killing off pathogens and boosting your immune system. Right? That's kind of an easy one. Right? Make yourself a tea. Would you make a tea there, John?
Well,
maybe not.
Well, I might. My life is even more simple than yours. My definition of making tea is you boil water and put a tea bag in.
Tea bag, exactly.
So you're telling me that this requires additional things. And you buy this stuff already pre-mixed together, sort of pre-fed?
Oh, yeah. you could go find yourself some cold teas, but I'll tell you this from experience, like you'll get them and they might work a bit, but nothing works better than like really fresh nature, natural foods, right? So if you're getting yourself a fresh lemon, get yourself some fresh ginger, some quality honey, those things are like medicine and they can be very, very helpful for you. So obviously you can go get certain things that might have some natural remedies in it, especially like homeopathic or naturopathic remedies. But I'm telling you, the easiest thing you can do is go make your own. You know, just go to the grocery store, you buy yourself a lemon, some ginger, and find yourself a small vial of honey. You go home, you start boiling water, you mix all of them, you make that a few times a day, and you're already on the process of really, really helping fighting off cold.
All right. Well, that puts it simply enough, so I think I can do it. All right. That's
good. And then the other one here, I just put for consumption. So if you're already cooking your food, if you're already eating regularly, then you can add more garlic. If you're making some, I don't know, burgers or something, chop up some garlic into your burger meat. If you're making something simpler, like you're making a stir fry, throw some garlic in there, right? Why? Garlic is a very strong natural antibiotic. It's been used for years and years as a natural antibiotic, great for the stomach, great for your immune system. So garlic's a good one. And then on top of that, I put coconut oil. So if you don't cook with coconut oil, you could do that. And the reason being is, again, coconut oil has antibacterial properties where it can help with fighting colds, right? It also gives you some good sources of fat. But yeah, that's just simple. Eating things. Another thing here I put for consuming, also immune boosting, would be pumpkin seeds. And pumpkin seeds are actually absolutely loaded with zinc. You hear people saying take zinc tablets, or there's like zinc cough syrup drops and stuff like that. Well, zinc has a lot of good properties for your immune system. And if you're low in zinc, that definitely taking extra zinc will help. And just in general, if you're feeling sick, it's a good thing to take more of. And there's also a lot of magnesium in your zinc. It's not going to be necessarily directly to attacking your cold and flu, but by having better magnesium, we can relax the body better, recover the body better, and hence, you know, a deep sleep to help recover and fight that cold. But if you wanted the easiest one here, John, you're like, I don't want to do all this slicing things and what I, you know, just go buy a pile of berries. Go buy yourself some blueberries, some strawberries, some raspberries. Keep them in the fridge. Eat them regularly. Why? They're powerhouses of antioxidants. They're loaded with vitamin C. They will really help boost your immune system. And the nice thing is they're not really high on the sugar scale. So you can eat a lot of them. You know, have a couple pints of berries for the next few days next time you're sick and tell me it doesn't help. Right? Very simple. And then the last one here is a supplement. You hear about it all the time. Everyone's always talking about vitamin D. Vitamin D this, vitamin D3 that, it's everywhere, right? And, you know, because there's like 1,000 units I use, you know, 10,000, it's really irrelevant. If you were to sit in the Arizona sun for 2 hours, you'd get a couple 100,000 IU units of vitamin D. So consuming it with what I'm recommending here, 10 to 50,000, I got this from professional strength coaches who, when their athletes were getting sick, they would load them on vitamin D for 3 days. So 10 to 50,000. For 3 days, you're not going to do that for 3 months, but you do that for a few days because when you're sick, you're going to use up a lot of vitamin D. It's very helpful. It's powerful, just like our hormone cortisol, where it gives us that boost to fight. So taking more of it in a time of need is a great idea. I actually had that work so well that I had to tell another trainer to stop doing it so often. It's okay that you do it, but if you're getting sick every 2 weeks, vitamin D may not be your problem. You need to get your sleep and you need to be more responsible with your life. Because it's going to help, but it shouldn't be a crutch, right? But then I said at the bottom there, I think of these things like medicine. So what if you made lemon, ginger, honey tea, consumed garlic and coconut oil, had pumpkin seeds, ate berries, and took vitamin D, and you did them 3 times a day, just like you should take your pills? You're going to tell me that you don't think you'll feel a little better, right? Oh, 100%, you're going to feel better. But getting people to do these things is tough. So I try to make it easy. You know, make yourself a tea, throw in some garlic, have some berries, eat some pumpkin seeds, right? Get a dropper of vitamin D. Couldn't be, my client likes to drop it on his, just like he's doing a shot of tequila with the salt. He drops it on his wrist and he licks it off. 30,000, he puts 30 drops, whoop, or he puts 10 and whoop, whoop, whoop. He does that a couple times when he's feeling sick and he comes back to it next time.
Maybe you could suggest that people could put the vitamin D in their daily beer and wine and stuff.
Exactly. You know what? Sneak it in there. If they're like, hey, I still want to do these things, but I'll try these things out, put them somewhere, right? Vitamin D doesn't really taste like much. So you want to drip it into something you're already drinking. Go right ahead, right? No problem. You can buy capsules too. I just find if you're going to take this amount to try and fight, you just get the liquid. You get more out of it. It's easier. It's more convenient. Most of my clients tend to go for the vitamin D3 liquid. Just easier simplicity.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's interesting. So what's the natural life of a cold anyway? I mean, how long do they, if there is a typical natural life? And what's the chest cold and a head cold?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure the difference between a chest cold and a head cold. It is definitely the difference of symptoms of how people feel. But the longevity of your cold can very much depend on the health of the body, right? But also on your recovery abilities. So I said it there, and this was tough. I had a client who, I think it was almost a month, and he was still feeling sick. And I know he was trying certain things. He tried to fit in other things. Like, yeah, I feel it, but it's better, but it's not gone. And I had to have a straight conversation with him, like, how much sleep are you getting? Oh, things are crazy right now. I'm like, so you're telling me 4 or 5 hours of sleep, maybe 6 on a good day, and you're wondering why you're not getting better, right? And I had to talk to him straight. I mean, you can take, like I said, the other guy there, you can take as much vitamin D as you want. Your body needs sleep. So you're busy. Cool. Put it into less time. Take an hour out of leisure, something. You need to find a way to get your sleep. And that's ended up what happened. He ended up with a week or two off from work. And he was able to take some magnesium and help sleep better. And I think after that, he sort of stuck it together, realizing, you know what, if I really want my cold to go away, I have to prioritize sleep. Right. And so, yeah.
No, I'll tell you something interesting on that, David.
Yep.
The Law Society of Ontario, as part of their continuing education programs, actually has a program called Sleep and Your Mental Health.
Okay.
Tools for a Healthy Life. Etc.
Okay.
So that is interesting. What are your thoughts on how to sleep better?
Oh man, lots of thoughts on. So that's a whole podcast on its own. But yeah, sleeping better. Let's make it simple. When we were babies, and we would scream and cry, our parents would do what? Well, they might sing to us gently. They're going to dim the lights down. They're going to continue their little lullaby ritual. Maybe read their favorite book. Right. And yet, for some reason, when we become adults, we think that no longer applies to us. Maybe we should dim the lights. Maybe we should take some time to calm down. Maybe we should do something that relaxes us, like reading, right? That having a ritual to fall asleep can be very useful. The same way we would do it for our babies, we should do it for us as adults. We're just big babies, right? So if you take that little bit of effort, you know, get the Wi-Fi out of your room, turn the TV off, some dim lighting, not LED lighting, read your favorite book, or maybe something else that you like to do, that, you know, knitting or whatever it is, that is something that's calming for you. And having that ritual is something that we don't do anymore. We have an LED phone in our face. We're watching an LED screen. Then we go to bed and watch Netflix. And so we don't really give our body any time to calm down and relax. And so that's something that is probably the hardest thing, right? And I'll tell you the next one, which is not so hard. It's just to use magnesium. You can take more magnesium. Most people need a lot of it, 200 to 500 milligrams a day that people could use more of. And unless you're eating 7 to 8 to 10 cups of dark green veggies every day, most people need a lot of magnesium. And the reason that one becomes more popular is because I don't want to do the rest of that stuff. I don't want a routine. I don't want to put my phone away, right? But if we did the basics, the fundamentals, we wouldn't have to dive after these other methods quite as often. So I would still recommend getting a routine first. But then outside of that, getting a good quality magnesium, I still do that, and I do a routine. Actually, that's a lie. I don't do the routine that often. So I'm just as bad, right? I do just as bad. I'll be up a little later than I should be, or I'll be watching something, and when I'm exhausted, I'll finally go into bed. But I don't miss taking the supplements. I always take those. I take them in the evening. That gives me a good, hard sleep. Getting to bed on time, whatever time that might be for you in terms of your clock. So if you get to bed by 10 and you're up at 6, or are you 11 to 7 person, are you a 9 to 5, whatever it might be, try to stay within your rhythm, because the body loves rhythm.
What are your thoughts on melatonin?
Melatonin is great. It needs to be individualized, right? So, I mean, if you're someone who's really lacking in melatonin, then you could probably take more. If you're someone who maybe doesn't get a lot of sunlight, then you might be someone who needs a little bit more, because when we get sun, we get to create more melatonin and such, right? So if people are really lacking in it, it can be a great help for them. And I got an e-copy of a book from a seminar not long ago, and this doctor has been studying melatonin for decades. And the amount that he says is okay to take, I was blown away. So it's a bit of a super nutrient. Melatonin is really good for us. It's one of the most abundant antioxidants that we can take. That and and glutathione. So melatonin's up there. It's really good.
Interesting. All right. Well, this has been very, very helpful as usual.
Well, there you go, buddy. Fight those colds and get your sleep, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Any additional closing thoughts you want to add here?
No. No, not necessarily. I think it, if I were to give a message to the average person trying to listen, it's, you know, don't just think your body can walk it off, right? A lot of people, and they can, right, to a certain degree, especially when we're younger, but you know, get past that whole, it'll just take care of itself. Take care of your body. Put in some effort. Take care of yourself. Do natural, healthy things for you and watch yourself flourish, right?
All right. That's great. And so I appreciate your thoughts on this. And how would people generally get more of the Coots wisdom and coaching?
Well, if they're looking to hear more of this kind of stuff or some of my workout antics or whatever, you follow me on CoachCoots.com, or you can go to Coach Coots Instagram. And then Twitter there, we really solidified real Coach Coots. It's called X now. So if you want to go on X for real Coach Coots, or LinkedIn, all those kinds of things, you can definitely reach out.
So you're everywhere. All right.
Almost.
Well, it's been great. So
good. Thanks a lot. All right, John.
I am sure we will continue this discussion. So this is, once again, Coach Coots, leave the colds to us, U.S.